where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We know that if we are to see a great move of God in our generation, in this day and age, we're going to have to depend on the Word of God. And we're going to have to do the things that God has called us to do. You know, the Word of God will cleanse us so that we can be able to do the things that God has given us to do. The Word of God will cleanse us. And we find that in Ephesians 5:25. It talks about Christ giving himself for the church that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the waters by the word. See, we're washed and cleaned by the word of God. And this is how we're going to usher in that spirit of God and that anointing that destroys the yoke. This is how we're going to usher that in, by being clean. David says, who shall come before the Lord? Those who have clean hands. We're going to have clean hands to come before the Lord. Don't think you can come into the presence of God any kind of way. No, you can't do that. You're going to have to be washed by the washing of the water of the Word of God. In Ephesians 1:13, Paul said, the Word is the truth. It is the gospel of our salvation, in which we believe, and we are seated with the Holy Spirit of promise. See, it tells us all through the Word what the Word is all about. Paul says in Ephesians 1:13, it is the truth. The Word of God is the truth. It is the gospel, you know, of our salvation, in which we believe and we are sealed. We're sealed with this Word, with the Holy Spirit of promise. We can't do anything apart from the Word of God, saints. We can't do anything apart from the Word of God. Because God is the Word. Jesus is a living Word, you know, that came from heaven. So again, we can address these two questions. What can usher in a mighty move of the Spirit in demonstrations, in power, and in the Holy Ghost? You know, we have to be clean. The Word of God will cleanse us with the washing of the waters of the Word. That's how we're clean. We are the vessels of God. And we are vessels to be used by God. But we must be clean by the Word. Saints of God, we can't get past that. In John 16:13, it tells us, When the Spirit comes, he will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak. And he will teach to you, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. See, this is why the Word is so important. Right now, we're looking for that move of the Holy Spirit with demonstrations and power. And here, Paul is saying that when this Word comes, the Lord will declare to you the things that are to come. This is why we're speaking right now, because this is a declaration from the Lord that we will and we can see the power and demonstrations of God in this generation. Because he declared through his word that we can do this. God is still in control. You know, he will send demonstrations and powers unto the earth. But we have to ask him. This is our part. We have to ask him. You know, he will anoint us with yoke destroying power. Devil casting out, you know, power. You know, he will give us clean hands, you know, that we can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. This is what the Word of God will do, saints. You know, we can raise the dead. You know, Jesus raised the dead. He raised Lazarus. He raised a good many people. But I know everybody knows the story where he raised Lazarus from the dead. You know, we have the power of God to change things, you know, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, and in our world. We can cast these evil spirits out. The evil spirits of drugs and alcohol, they have spirits that's connected to them. And poverty and obesity, depression, lawlessness, you know. We have the power. God has given us that power that we can do these things. And we can cast out these spirits. You know, we have the demons where children are born out of wedlock, you know. The lack of moral values, good manners. People don't have good manners anymore. You go to a door and you see some young people come, they'll knock you down getting through that door, you know. You know, I was in the parking lot and I was getting ready to park. And this young man came around me and got in my parking space. I was waiting there to get the parking space. And he came around me and shot into the parking space. They don't have good manners these days, you know. And, you know, they don't have any plain decency anymore. All these things are brought on by evil spirits, you know, which are formed. They're formed out of our minds and our behavior and our lack of God in our life. This is how these evil spirits come. And, you know, and it's what's formed out of our lust, you know. It's what we allow in our lives. If we allow these things to come, they'll come in our lives and they'll dominate us. Without God, man will do anything. And this lesson today is meant to stir you up to think and to realize that the word of God is for your uplifting and building up. And we find that in Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may be grace to those who hear. It's supposed to be grace to those who hear. The word of God is meant to build you up, saints. It's meant to build you up. So, we see that in Proverbs 18:21, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. See, be careful at what you say, you know, because if you don't want what you're saying, then you better not say it. You need to say only what you want. This is how the word of God works. You know, in the world, we say what we're having. We're having a bad day. It's horrible. It's terrible. I hurt. I ache. You know, and we think that we're just being so truthful. But in all truth, we're supposed to speak the word of God only. And the Lord said that we have what we say. It's in the book of Mark. We have what we say. Now, do you want to be full of pain and agony all of your life? Then you keep speaking that. But if you ever want your situation to change, then you're going to have to say what the word of God say. You know, people say, well, I'm poor. Well, the Lord say, no, you're rich. That's what you're supposed to say. If you're sick, you're not supposed to go around telling people, well, I'm sick and I'm dying. No, you say, he said, let the sick say, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. That's what you're supposed to say. God says the poor people are supposed to say, wealth and riches are in our house. You know, who are we to call God a lie? We need to know our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. And we're going to find that in Isaiah 55:7-11, saints. What we think is something that God is saying is really not. It's what we're saying is giving us the destruction that's in our life. Because he says, and I'm just going to read Isaiah 55, and I'm going to read verse 7-11. And it says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. See, this is what God is telling you. If you're wicked, just forsake your ways. Don't be worried about the things that you think. Just listen to what God is saying. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. See, you presume to think, and you think that this is the way God thinks. But in this scripture here, in Isaiah 55, verses 7 through 11, it tells us, in verse 8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. See, this is what the word of God does, saints. It says, I'm going to read verse 10 again, and you listen closely at what God does with his word. Now, your word is not going to be powerful like God's word. He says higher than from earth to heaven, his words and his thoughts. Verse 10 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth. See, it waters the earth, and it make it bring forth and bud. Is your words going to water the earth, or water your heart, and make it bring forth and bud? I don't think so. That it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper and all the things wherefore I sent it. See, this is what the word of God does, saints. It's going to cause you to prosper in everything that God sent it to do. It's going to cause you to prosper. You know, he says he causes you to prosper and be in good health. He said God sends prosperity. And even David said, Lord, send prosperity now. Now send prosperity. We can even put a demand on the timing that we can get the prosperity of God in our life. And he says, send prosperity now, Lord. We need to form a prayer and say, Lord, send prosperity in my life now. If we want to see the things that's happening, that happened in the days past and gone, in the lives of Moses and in the life of David, and in the life of Elijah. You know, Elijah called down fire on the altars, and they were the altars was wet, and all the wood was wet, and everything on the altars was wet. They dug trenches around the altar, and they poured water in the trenches. And when he called on his God, God sent the fire and burned up everything on the altar. See, if we want to see these miracles and this power and these demonstrations of God's mighty power working in this earth today, we're going to have to be men and women that's full of the Holy Spirit, that's walking in the Word day and night, that they're keeping the Word of God before their eyes day and night. And he told Joshua, that's how you're going to have good success. When you keep the Word of God before you day and night, don't you know God will answer your prayers? Don't you know you'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they will recover? You can cast out demons and devils and they cannot live in your house. They cannot live in anybody because you can cast them out. God wants these things, these same things that he put in the disciples years ago when Jesus walked this earth. These same things are prevalent today. God wants us to walk in the Spirit